Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Ed Fisher, and of course he's the orthopedic surgeon at the Cass County Memorial Hospital and also in Harlan. Good morning to you, Dr. Fisher.
Good morning.
Well, you're relatively new to the area. How long have you been here?
3 months.
3 months. That's still pretty new. And I think there's so many people who've been happy to have you here. Sarah Nelson was just so enthusiastic about saying, oh, Dr. Fisher's just a wonderful addition to meet needs of people in the area. So let's find out a bit about your background and, you know, how kind of what led you here. Where did you start?
Well, I started in San Diego. I was born in San Diego and went to college and medical school there. I did my residency in orthopedic surgery at UC Irvine, just up the road, and actually practiced in Orange County for 7 years, and then moved to Alabama and practiced in a small town in Alabama, probably smaller than Atlantic, actually, and my kids grew up there, and then I was in Mississippi for 5 years, so that's where I moved from.
Okay. So coming to a small town like Atlantic as compared to lots of big cities, not a big cultural adjustment for you?
Not the small town aspect of it. I've been in the South, and I'm actually much happier in the Midwest. The culture here is more like what I grew up with. My mom, her family grew up in Michigan, and so I really grew up with a solid Midwestern, you know, family kind of background. And so I'm a lot more comfortable here than I ever was, you know, in the South.
Well, we're happy to hear that, of course, yeah. Because we are happy that you are here. Now, as orthopedic surgeon, you know, in my little narrow thinking and my experience, I think of older people, and you can define that however, getting hip replacements. But I know you do lots more than that.
Yes, that's really important in a small town. Because there's a lot of things that need to be done, and like I said, I've been in a small town almost my whole career, so I'm used to doing everything that needs to be done, and that includes seeing kids with fractures and sports injuries, hand injuries, carpal tunnels, surgeries. I do sports, I've worked with high school teams in the past, and done arthroscopic shoulder and knee surgeries, ligament reconstructions. And then a big part of what I see around here with all the older people is the hip fractures, obviously, mm-hmm. and joint replacements. Mm-hmm. So we're doing all those surgeries here in Cass County.
You know, as you talked about that, I have to ask this, and you maybe don't want to answer. What is the youngest age person you've ever worked on?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, I see newborns occasionally if they have a hip dysplasia just for initial treatment on that. And I've certainly operated on people over 100 with hip fractures since I've been here. So it really does. It's one of the things I love is it's not boring because I'm doing different things all day. Mm-hmm. I know in the cities now, the orthopedic doctors have kind of divided the body up and they only want to do certain things. And I actually think that would be pretty boring after a while.
you get to see people from top to toe with various kinds of things. And again, being an orthopedic surgeon, you do have lots of challenges in different ways. Let's talk a bit as you came here. We did not have an orthopedic surgeon on staff here all of the time. So what were some of the things that had to be done, maybe you had to help do? What preparation either need to be done?
Well, there's been a lot of preparation. The hospitals, first of all, needed to invest a lot of money in equipment because orthopedic surgery requires a lot of specialized equipment, and that's very expensive. And I was very impressed with the commitment that the hospitals have made to make that happen. And then also the surgeries, even the office work is a lot different than with a typical doctor that they've had. And so the nurses and the staff have had to learn a lot of new things, and they've been really doing a great job of being willing to do that and learning things, picking up quickly. Mm-hmm. So, because we had to, especially to do joint replacements, be very organized and have a team approach where we have everybody throughout the hospital got together several times to talk about the process of how we were going to do these things, because it involves everybody really at the hospital to make that all happen efficiently. Plus, they come up with the teaching education program that we have people go through before to make it easier for them to do that. So we even had a run-through with actually a surgery on a cadaver at the hospital here before we started doing, you know, real surgery there, just to make sure that everybody was up to speed and we had all the stuff that we needed. So I think we've done a great job of being prepared, you know, so that we can provide quality orthopedic care in a small town, which is what I like to do and what I think people here are going to appreciate.
Okay. You know, some happy doctor, happy life here, I think, in terms of the of what happens when people need the orthopedic surgery. And so it's, you know, I see you smiling, and I just think that's just a positive kind of thing as people get a chance to get acquainted with you, Dr. Fisher. Let's talk a bit about, you know, you've really mentioned it, but I want to just go a little bit further in terms of all the people, all the things that are involved in doing this kind of surgery, and you got in on the ground floor here. You know, I think if you're going to have surgery, if I were going to have surgery, what I do is I just focus in on you as a doctor, and I sometimes forget about all of the other people that it takes. Can you kind of go through those steps? You know, if I come in, what do I do first? Kind of just a bit of a review.
Well, they already had really excellent physical therapy, which is a big part of what I need to have people get better. And so we've fine-tuned some of the things that we do in the hospital, but they did have really good therapy and a good facility for doing therapy here. They have good anesthesia, and they've gotten some additional training in doing a regional anesthetic, doing blocks where you can, because some of the surgeries that we do are better done with a regional or a block rather than a general anesthetic. People tend to be more comfortable, and so they've upgraded their skills in that. And of course, the OR staff has had to deal with a lot of new equipment that we they haven't used in the past for what they've been able to do here. And we're also training people in the office, too, because, again, orthopedic stuff, dealing with casts and braces, and it's a lot different than what they might be used to in the medical. The nurses, again, orthopedic nursing care on the floor is a lot different. You're not usually dealing with sick people. It's people that need physical assistance, and so just helping people get up and going again and getting out of bed and those kind of things are much more important for orthopedic patients. And so, and again, the nursing care here from what I've seen is just really first rate. Very happy with that. And that's, I got that feeling. And I mean, I went several places. There's a lot of opportunities for orthopedic doctors. And I decided that this part of the country and the people here and the facilities were really going to be where I was going to be happy.
Well, we're happy that you're happy for sure, because you know, getting this treatment right here from beginning to end, you don't have to go somewhere else, and that's such a benefit to the patient, to the family, and so on. It's all right here, so a great benefit there. Just a short bit about you. You know, we've talked about your profession, your skills, and so on. Well, you have some hobbies, some other interests besides being an orthopedic surgeon?
Well, I like being an orthopedic surgeon, and I stay pretty busy doing that. But I do really enjoy snow skiing. I like to get up to Colorado and that area as much as I can, and also I love diving and getting to the beach. And so when I travel, I like to do things like that. And most of the time when I'm home, I'm usually staying pretty busy just working, which is what I really enjoy probably the most.
Okay, that's great. And we want to thank you very much, Dr. Fisher, for visiting with us, and hope people will get acquainted with you here and be very welcoming to the community. Until next time, here's something to think about. Beautiful young people are acts of nature. Beautiful old people are works of art, inside and out.